With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard John Rothstein. CBS Sports College Hoops analyst, does a fantastic job. FanRag Sports. He's got a podcast out. Check it out. And the madness is upon us, John. Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning, bud.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Hey, John, how annoying was our producer Mikey B texting you this morning? Let's just be honest. How annoying was he?
I'm used to it, guys. Three words. This is March.
Well done.
There you go. Well said, John. Let's look at it. Most intriguing first-round matchup for you. What games are you looking most forward to, John? I know there's a lot of them, 32 in total. But where are the most intriguing matchups from your perspective, John?
There are several, Moose. I mean, today, I think from a local perspective, because we live in New York, I'm interested to see if Iona can hang in there with Duke. I'm very interested to see, obviously, the Rhode Island-Oklahoma matchup. You are the most statistically proven guard in college basketball, and Trae Young against the deepest perimeter in the sport in Rhode Island. So there's a number of matchups, I think, that really move the needle.
Hey, John, so Virginia, obviously, with DeAndre Hunter's injury, I mean, do you still have faith in the Cavaliers? What do you think?
No, the ceiling for Virginia, Moose, is much different right now with the situation regarding DeAndre Hunter. I think Virginia will be knocked out of the tournament after, you know, the first two rounds. I think they have enough, obviously, to get to a Sweet 16. But the ceiling for Virginia is much different without a guy like DeAndre Hunter. This is a guy that used to close out games for the Cavs. He allowed them to go small, play Isaiah Wilkins at the five. He gave them versatility. He was the ACC Sixth Man of the Year, and he was pound for pound, inch for inch, the best throw prospect on Virginia's roster. So this is a critical, critical blow.
All right, so it's Virginia, from your perspective, those that are filling out their brackets late here, John, out of that South region, you cross Virginia off. You don't think they can make it to San Antonio with the Hunter injury, correct?
Not if they have to play Kentucky or Arizona in the Sweet 16, correct.
All right. How many teams of those teams left right now, if we were to ask you, John, who's the favorite to come out of the South? Would it be Miller in Arizona?
Yes, because of DeAndre Ayton, a player right now who is maybe the most physically gifted player we've seen in the last quarter century. A player right now who looks like he has a body that was carved out of ice. And Taz, I know you know this better than us. If
yes.
You saw DeAndre Ayton and he wasn't playing basketball, there might be one thing he might be better suited to do and have an impact.
He might be a pretty good pro wrestler. Yes.
That's
so. Hey, so listen, man, what about surprise team of this tourney? What do you think?
You know, it's interesting you say that, Tad. You know, you look obviously at this tournament and you try to forecast obviously a team that could break open a bracket, and you're trying to obviously find a way where's a team that could invest that's off the radar. I think the draw for New Mexico State under Chris Jans in the Midwest region, the region of royalty, is a favorable one. Why? When I'm trying to evaluate teams that have an opportunity to pick somebody off who's a higher seed, I want a higher seed that's had injuries and also has less depth. Clemson has that since lost Dante Grantham to a season-ending ACL tear. I have the New Mexico State Aggies not winning once, but winning twice, moving on to a Sweet 16 showdown with Kansas. Jamarius Jones is the player to watch in this game. 6'5", second in the nation in rebounding. 5 games this season with 20 rebounds or more.
So you have New Mexico State.
Yeah.
Is that the highest seed that you have going to the Sweet 16, John, in your bracket?
Indeed.
All right, what about first round? You love New Mexico State early. What about a stunner? I like South Dakota State over Ohio State. Taz and I disagree about that. Loyola Chicago against Miami. How about the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure coming off the victory in Dayton, advancing, maybe getting past the Jekyll and Hyde team like the Florida Gators?
Well, I think those are all good picks, but I do think that the meticulousness of Chris Holtmann will be the difference in this game. In all my years covering college basketball, I don't know if I've ever seen a coach prepare the way Chris Holtmann prepares, more meticulous than a forensics officer. Holtmann and the both guys moving on. And look, I think one thing we have to get used to, and this is something that's going to happen really throughout the NCAA tournament, seeds just are not something that particularly matter when you're talking about a situation where, for all intents and purposes, you have something that's based on matchups, not necessarily seeds.
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, John, because, you know, a lot of these teams with these higher seed, these higher numbers, these higher seeds, they, you know, they get a chip on their shoulder, right? The coaches, they give them that fight from underneath, a little engine that could kind of mentality, and that could be lethal, right or wrong, against a powerhouse.
Definitely lethal, definitely lethal. And one thing, too, I think that's important to note, there are certain teams in this tournament that obviously are going to have a chance to break open a bracket. Look for teams that have high major transfers that started their career at a higher level would be the ones that are most dangerous. The team I'm looking at especially is Nevada, coached by Eric Musselman.
You think Nevada is a team that could, coming out of that South region, you think Nevada is good enough if they beat Texas in their opening round game? You think Nevada is good enough to take down Mick Cronin's Cincinnati Bearcats?
Are they capable? Yes. Do I think they'll do it? No. This is one big thing you want to look at when you're evaluating a team like Cincinnati, and this is really important. Playing in Nashville is great karma for Cincinnati. Why is that? I'll tell you why right now. When Mick Cronin and Cincinnati went to the Sweet 16 in 2012, the only time they went to a Sweet 16 in the last seven NCAA tournaments, they played in Nashville. When Mick Cronin was the head coach of Murray State and won two OVC conference championships, where was the conference tournament held? Nashville. There's a very positive vibe around Cincinnati, at least winning two games again to the second weekend.
Hey, John, so you mentioned player to watch, the big kid out of New Mexico State, Jones. Give me one more guy, another kid that could be a potential breakout star due to this massive tournament.
Clayton Custer on Loyola of Chicago, transfer from Iowa State. I was at an Iowa State practice when Fred Hoiberg was the head coach. Raved about Custer's competitiveness and overall grit.
All right. John, let me ask you, before the start of the tournament, we had discussion when we had you on the show, John. We asked you how many teams can win a national championship, right? And,
yes.
You know, it was a high number, right? Parity reigns supreme this year in college basketball. With that being said, as we know the bracket now, as 68 has been whittled down to 64, as you look at this, you have a different perception of Virginia now with the Hunter injury. Conceivably speaking, for those that are doing some last-minute brackets, how many teams do you think can win a national championship?
You know, I still believe 7 to 10 can win a national championship, but 20 might be able to get to a Final Four.
Wow. All right, 7 to 10. Of those 7 to 10, which teams are you the most comfortable in? Virginia's now a cross-off. Looking at it, do you like Xavier, Arizona? Who do you have making your Final Four down in San Antonio, John?
You know, I am not particularly comfortable with anybody, to be honest with you. If I'm going to be totally candid, I look at the situation and I see an NCAA tournament with no true favorites. But I will say this, if you're asking me region by region, I am obviously comfortable for all intents and purposes with Arizona because of DeAndre Ayton. I think if you're looking at teams that can make the Final Four right now, in the South region, the region of grit, Virginia can make a Final Four, Arizona can make a Final Four, Cincinnati, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Then for all intents and purposes, I'm going to look obviously lower. Xavier, Ohio State, Missouri can if they get Jordan Barnett back, Gonzaga can, I think Houston can, Michigan can, and also North Carolina. So right there we're at about 12 teams. We go across to the other side of the bracket. Villanova can make a Final Four. West Virginia and Wichita State can make a Final Four. Florida can make a Final Four. And then Texas Tech and Purdue. So we're still hovering, if you look at the regions, obviously, at about 20 teams. And I think in the other region, I would just go Kansas, Duke, Michigan State. So we're about, you know, 15, 20 teams in that can make a Final Four.
That's crazy, man. I got to give you my Final Four. I got to tell you my Final Four. I want to get your thoughts. I hope you you're in my corner because Moose.
Well, Taz, you know, the more you know about this stuff, the worse you do.
I hear you. All right, so I got Virginia, Missouri on the left side. I got Villanova and Michigan State on the right side. I got the championship game is Virginia, I believe in their defense, against Izzo's Michigan State squad. I got the Spartans winning the whole thing.
Good. I have Michigan State winning the whole thing, too, but just beating Arizona. The Missouri pick is a trendy pick. One thing to keep in mind, Taz, Jordan Barnett, Missouri's second-leading scorer, will not play against Florida State due to a DUI last weekend.
No, you just killed me on that. Well, I'm a trendy guy, so I'm sticking with it.
But he should be back for the second-round matchup, correct? If they're able to win the 8-9 game, he could conceivably be back for that Xavier game, right?
Right, but everybody right now completely dismissing Leonard Hamilton and Florida State.
No, you're right about that.
Moose, give your final four.
Yeah, I will. I was just mine is I like Arizona. I like Xavier. I like Nova. I like Michigan State. And I have Arizona beating the Spartans in the national championship game. John, I want to see the scene of Sean Miller cutting down the nets after everything that surrounded him for the last three, 4 weeks.
That'd be awesome.
No, and you know, he's got the most talented player in the tournament. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, John, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. I know you're busy. We know you're a busy man, and thanks for giving us a couple minutes this morning, bud.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.